It is a scruffy little black pooch named Banana Joe that is now America's new top dog. Joe, an Affenpinscher, won Best in Show last night in New York at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Josh Dean is author of the book Show Dog, and he joined us to talk about the results. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of people may not know what an Affenpinscher actually is. Why don't you describe the breed for us?
That often happens at Westminster. It's a small, fuzzy-faced German dog. It's actually one of the older toy breeds, and it looks like it looks terrier-like, but it's actually not out of the terrier group. Definitely not in your most popular breeds. I think it's somewhere in the 120s in terms of popularity here in America.
Well, I gather they call it, some people call it affectionately, a monkey dog.
The Affen, apparently I don't speak German, but means monkey, or at least is the same root. So basically, yeah, it's named a monkey face dog because it's unquestionable. If you look at that dog's face, you think, that's not a dog, that's a monkey.
Well, all right. Well, tell us, they often get these cute dogs who end up being best in show. Well, tell us about this one, Banana Joe.
He's actually a very successful dog. He was a big champion in Europe before he came to America. And last year, he was considered to be one of the favorites. So this wasn't a really big surprise to dog show people. And I think that he became one of the favorites with the crowd, too, because he does have an adorable face. And he's got a lot of personality, as little dogs often do.
Well, I also hear that what you might call the real story of the night is a dog that came in second.
Swagger. Yeah, this is the dog that really, I don't know if it's fair to say captured America's imagination, because that would, I guess, imply that most of America was watching. But it definitely... the crowd fell in love with that dog.
And he's what? What breed?
He's an old English sheepdog. And he is out of Colorado Springs. And this is as close as you'll ever see at Westminster to an out-of-nowhere, just regular old dog. Now, I say that, of course, this is a highly bred show dog, and his owners wouldn't have brought him to Westminster if they didn't think he had a chance to do well. But this is the first year Westminster's allowed what they call class dogs, which are dogs that are not yet champions. So he'd only entered three dog shows in his life. Westminster was his fourth. His owners decided to bring him out from Colorado, entered him, and he beat all of the country's best sheepdogs, and then he beat all of the country's best herding dogs. And then suddenly there he was last night in Best in Show against some of the most expensive dogs in the country, dogs that have been shown for years and years. And he was definitely getting the biggest cheers. And I started to let myself believe for a minute that there was a chance he could win.
Yeah, like a Cinderella story.
Oh, complete Cinderella story. It would have been, there would be, movie rights would probably already be sold.
Well, okay, he didn't win. Banana Joe did. But does Banana Joe's victory mean we're going to see more of his breed, the monkey-faced dog breed?
You definitely see, every year there is a Westminster effect. So I think you'll see a few more of them, but not to the degree if, for instance, when Uno the Beagle won a few years ago, and Beagle already being a popular breed. And I think that reminded people how much they loved those dogs. So I wouldn't necessarily look for Affenpinschers all over your park next year.
All right. Well, Josh Dean is author of the book Show Dog, talking to us about the winner of last night's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Thanks much.
Thank you.